Bob usually has guests in studio. So welcome, Jeff Shanahan and Angie Olson. Nice to have you guys here.
Thanks.
Thanks for
nice
having
to be
us.
Here.
Yeah, Jeff is the utility general manager here for the city of Fremont. Angie is a grant coordinator for the city. And a few things to talk about. We didn't hear a big power outage right there on Christmas Eve, but we experienced
it
in Fremont,
yeah.
Didn't we, Jeff?
Yeah, absolutely. About 9 o'clock in the evening on Christmas Eve, we had a large area of Fremont was out of power. After doing it probably for about 45 minutes to an hour, I suppose, when we got customers back online. After doing some investigating, we saw that there was probably like an owl or a hawk or something that was in the substation. We could see it flying through the substation. The next thing you know, the power's out. So what ends up happening is it goes, you know, line to line or line to ground, and then it just keeps progressing and creates a major outage and did some damage to the equipment. We're working to try to get that equipment back online, but that takes a little bit of time. We received a number of calls. Christmas Eve, it's not the easiest to get call center people in, but they did start reporting. So we were able to take calls better. But when you call in for a power outage, you're getting the control room at the power plant. And so those guys are dealing with a ton of other things going on, along with trying to call for help. And they're trying to answer calls as good as they can. But we're certainly aware of the outages when they happen. And we got crews dispatched to try to get it resolved.
You know, talk about inconvenience on one of the biggest nights of the year. But
hey, I'm trying to put this together.
Yeah.
The lights went out.
Putting the bicycle together, right?
Yeah,
you know?
Exactly. Yep.
But yep. It's so impressive, too, that everybody pitched in and came in to answer those calls and also to come and get the power back on.
Yeah, we had service guys, line workers, folks from the plant, customer service folks. You know, there's probably 15 or 20 people that all responded on Christmas Eve to get the power restored to our customers. So we're really pleased with the support we get.
Yeah.
That's very good news.
There was a power outage this weekend. I happened to be downtown, and we were sitting in the wine experience just talking.
Yep.
No, actually, we were having a glass of wine, and the power went out. But it was very brief, only less than a minute.
Yeah, what we had happen this weekend was we found a switch on one of our substation transformers had a problem with it. So we wanted to get that switch out of service before it did some more damage. So we had to take a brief outage to get the load off of it and then transfer it over to a tiebreaker. So it should have been less than a minute or so for that particular outage. It was nothing like the Christmas Eve one.
That's quick, man. Yeah. It just seems like when something like that happens, those guys respond pretty quick.
Yeah. As soon as we're made aware of those kind of things or we get alarms on our SCADA systems or things like that, we get people out there to respond to them because, you know, we don't want to have anything further go on.
Yeah. I travel down North Luther Road quite often, and I see the changes in the poles there.
Yep.
Changing over to the the heavy-duty poles,
steel pole? Yep.
Yeah,
that line we call that our north transmission line. And there's been a number of times where, you know, we get some straight line winds or things like that out there in the open, or you get some icing and the lines start galloping, and those wooden poles would break out there, and so that line would be out of service. So we're putting in steel poles out in that area, and we're putting in new conductors that do away with the galloping, they call it, of the lines, and help us to not get so much ice buildup on them.
Yeah.
That's good news. And most importantly, out at the power plant, you know you're in Fremont when the Christmas time, you see the green and the red lights.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, absolutely,
you know,
yeah.
That is tradition.
Yep. Nope, we've been doing that for a long, long time. And it really shows nice when there's very little wind.
Yes.
You know, then it starts looking good. But, that's a good thing they do out there.
You know, I was saying that we had been away from Fremont for a while and moved back. And one of the things that my daughters had noticed when Christmas time was Oh, very familiar, and it made them feel like they were coming back home when they saw the lights at the power plants. That's good news.
Well, there's more than outages to talk about today. Right. You wanted to talk about the integrated resource plan, and Carla and I, we know everything about that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
No, we don't. So maybe just tell us a little bit about what that's about.
Yeah, on the 9th, we're going to have a special city council meeting at 6:30, and a while back, Fremont hired a firm called GDS and Associates to help us develop an integrated resource plan. What that is that's a study that looks at your amount of generation you have available to you and your forecasted loads, your demand on the system. So we like to look out about 20 years into the future and want to make sure that we at least have a plan to be able to provide electricity for those projected loads. This is a required study by the Department of Energy. Every 5 years, you do one of these integrated resource plans. And so we're going to present that at the a draft form of that at a special meeting, like I said, on the 9th, and take any comments on that.
I would imagine that is definitely something you've had to think about with the Inland Port Authority coming in sometime. Mm-hmm. We don't know for sure when, but within the next 20 years.
Yeah, and it makes it especially difficult when you're trying to forecast those, because some of these loads in these businesses are just huge and some are not, and so you really don't want to plan for a lot of overgeneration because that's a lot of capital investments. But what we do try to look at is what we know for sure is coming in, so we plan on that, and we have seen some substantial increases in our demand in Fremont over the last few years. Now, we don't expect Fremont to continue to grow at that pace, because some of those were large industrial customers coming online, and then they'll just basically flatline out. That'll be their load, and then the rest of the town will grow based on the increases in population and those kind of things.
Do you partner with OPPD, Nebraska Public Power, any of those folks to figure those kind of things out?
Well, what we do is we're all part of the Southwest Power Pool, and so you always have to submit your load forecast and your generating forecast for every year. And we do work closely with OPPD and NPPD all the time, especially when we want to take equipment out of service or have outages, so that we can maintain the reliability that everybody expects.
Yeah, oh, that would be an important meeting coming up.
Yeah.
The 9th is, Tuesday.
It's a Tuesday.
Okay.
It's our regular city council meeting. We're just going to have a special meeting at 6:30 for GDS to present this plan.
Good deal.
Well, and how long have you been working on this again? You said it's been a work in progress.
Yeah, this has probably been about 9 months or so that we've been doing it. It's taken longer than we really wanted it to take, but we wanted to make sure that we had all of our information right, and there's been so many changes in Fremont's system. We wanted to make sure we got that to the consultants right, and so we did our due diligence on
that. Very good, yeah.
Good deal. Angie Olson, also with us, grant coordinator for the city. And I know you wanted to talk a little bit about LB 840, right?
Yeah, so we had a public hearing December 12th, and council decided to continue the LB 840 plan. And so we'll be doing another public hearing also on January 9th. So it'll be at the council meeting, 7 o'clock, in the council chambers after the special meeting. And so we'll be presenting the plan to council, and anyone interested can come and comment as well. It's open to the public as always. But what we're doing is approving the plan. And if council decides to do that, they also will be deciding whether or not to take the local option sales tax back to the voters for a vote. That's something that was put in place in 1999. Mm-hmm. And most recently, voters voted it back in or to continue in 2014. So that was a 10-year term, and then now we'll be taking it back. It actually expires in December of 2024. So in that the May primary, it will be back on the ballot if the council chooses to approve that.
Okay. How much is that? Is that a half cent or what is it?
It is 0.5% split three ways. So it's split between economic development, which is the LB 840 plan portion, and then also public safety, which is fire and police, and then infrastructure, which is streets and street improvements.
Okay. Good. And all that can be seen online on the agenda, or?
Yeah, so the local option, the LB 840 plan, and then additional information about the tax will be in the agenda, which will be posted later this week. Anyone interested in seeing a list of some of the companies that have utilized the program? The quarterly report was taken to the first council meeting in November. I believe that was November 12th. So that's available online too. You could go back through the agenda for November 12th and look at that information and see what local companies have utilized the program, how much they've received, what that meant for Fremont, such as job retention, job growth, sales tax increases for the city, all that kind of information is available there.
It'll be interesting to see the 10-year difference in how things have changed in this community.
Yeah, for sure.
That's
for
interesting.
Sure. You have some new people with the city. It seems like today would be the day when a lot of new folks would start with the city, right?
Yeah, so we have had, in our department, so I'm sort of administration, but also a little bit of utilities.
Okay.
And we had a utility office associate start today is her first day, but then also some people at in the DU itself. But as I was taking Patty Hernandez, and as I was taking her around, I was kind of floored. We have a lot of new people.
Yeah.
New director of finance. I know she was on the radio a few weeks ago. Several people that have been with the city 6 months or less. And so it was really neat to go show her all these new people. She's not the only one new, but we had a few utility individuals.
Yeah, we had a couple utility people get started. We had an environmental coordinator, a maintenance supervisor, a line crew apprentice, a tree crew supervisor. We had an accounting associate promoted. I'm probably missing a couple of them, but there was probably six or eight of them that we got an email this morning that are all starting or been promoted this week. So we're glad to have people come on board, and it's a great place to work.
It's a good way to start the new year
with a bunch
of new people.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Yeah. And we're still hiring. So check out our website for more employment information.
For sure. Well, thank you. I appreciate you guys taking some time today. And Bob, we're hoping it's going to be back maybe tomorrow or Thursday.
Yeah, if not,
a little bit of flu and cold and all that going around.
Exactly what everybody else has been having. I think Bob finally caught up with Bob. So very good. Right. Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us
today. Yeah. Take care. Yeah.
Jeff Shanahan and Angie Olson with the City of Fremont with us this afternoon here on the Noon Hour on the Big Dog, 98.9 FM, 1340 AM.